We're back at Victoria Trades Hall on this International Workers' Celebration Day. It's the first Sunday of May, and it's the event coming out of Victorian Trades Hall from the May Day Committee. Many of the people are already on the march running through town, but we're at 3CR doing an outside broadcast, having a chat with some of the malingerers, in fact, who've decided not to march, but to wait for the next speeches when they all come back at 3 o'clock. So we've got John, who's from the Communist Party of Australia, Marxist-Leninist, and we've got Nibs, Lucy from Nibs, New International Bookshop, who've come to have a chat with us, which is fantastic. Why is it important for you to be here, John?
Well, May Day is the international celebratory day of the working class around the world. And because of the simple fact that there isn't one cent of wealth in this country or in any capitalist country that hasn't been created by the working class, is reason enough for everyone to celebrate it. This concept that we're taught when we're children and through our younger years that a fair day's work for a fair day's pay, it's a fiction. It doesn't exist. So that's why it's important to maintain this.
It's funny because there was a little kid just before when we had the speeches. They had some popcorn and fairy floss machines that was part of the celebrations. And there was a little kid who had a bag of popcorn, and he ran over to his dad with this huge smile on his face. "It's free! It's free!" he said. And I thought, "Oh, our work is done."
Yeah.
It was nice. Why are you here, Lucy?
I've been to a couple of the May Day events with Nibs, and it's just continually just all these different orgs spending the day together with stalls, and you get a real sense of just the strong, like, left community in NAM that is rooted around workers' rights and international solidarity, and having those moments throughout the year where it's a series of groups together, united on, like, workers' rights is just, I think, absolutely crucial, and that's why I'm here. I think it's just absolutely fundamental.
It's you touch on something really nice. It is actually really nice to be amongst people who have a common sensibility, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I always really enjoy coming along here to May Day. It's terrific. You bump into people you don't otherwise see, and you exchange ideas, and it's really good. Yeah,
I think so too. Tell people about, if they don't know, what New International Bookshop's doing, because you've moved from the lower reaches of Victorian Trades Hall to another spot in the building.
Yep, so we're currently located across from the reception of Victorian Trades Hall Council, so via the Lygon Street entrance. We're a bit smaller, a bit compact, but I still think we have an incredible...
More accessible, maybe.
More accessible, kind of. Those front steps are a bit
challenging.
But you can come around the car park, I guess. But we still have a great range of books. We still have the same group of incredible volunteers who are just so keen to chat with people about politics and ideas, and there's just a real Gillette-like sense of community. And we're still running some events as well, with the Search Foundation in June. We're sponsoring the Bhaskar Sankar speaking tour. Nibs is still kicking along in its 30th year as well, even though we're in a smaller space. So yeah, we're up to lots of stuff.
It's an interesting organisation because, like you said, it's 30 years and it's hard to get something to last for such a long time. And it is a volunteer organisation, as well as led by some pretty interesting leading lights when it comes to philosophical process in the Melbourne or NAM context. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think, yeah, I heard an anecdote from the launch that I believe someone said, this won't last very long, and it's been 30 years. And I think it's just this sense of, I think there's people want access to radical ideas through, like, books, both new and secondhand, and Nibs offers that. There's a space of, like, it's not party-affiliated, it's properly independent, and I feel like that lends itself to being like a safe space for people to try out ideas, read different things, and work out what feels true to them. And I'm
it's a good browse too.
Yeah, you get a
good. I mean, it's constantly. I was constantly annoyed by the Melbourne City Library, which has removed its browsing element to open meeting rooms. Rather that you have to actually book a book as opposed to browse a book. Nibs, you are the par excellence browse space.
Yeah, I would say so. We have so many books just and so many different topics and things that you cannot find like in a library or even at like conventional bookshops as well. So, yeah.
John, tell me about your political journey. Why are you a member of the Communist Party of Australia?
Marxist-Leninist.
Marxist-Leninist.
Very important.
That's why. That's why I'm asking you.
When I was younger and started reading socialist literature, it was the only way that I had any real understanding of how the world operated. And it just made inherent sense to me, completely. And everything that I've observed and I've seen and experienced since then has only reinforced that there has to be a better way than this system of exploitation and dog eat dog. And the rich get richer and the ordinary people pay for it all. There has to be a better system than that. That's what attracted me to it.
Yeah, as time's gone on, it's become more and more poisonous with more and more oligarchs deciding that they're going to trounce the democratic reforms that came out of worker struggle, struggle,
no,
actually.
No, that's right. And it's all heading in one direction. I mean, the comparisons between the President of the United States at the moment and the foreign policies of Adolf Hitler are just...
It's staggering, isn't it?
It is staggering. And Trump has done the people of the world a favour by exposing really what the system is about.
It's interesting. You think that there's a revolution in the hustings?
Not yet, but don't forget that the bourgeois revolutions started in the 1600s and it took them 300 years before the French Revolution.
Well, you know, one of the things about a day like this... and I suppose that's why it was perfect that Nib should be connected to John's conversation, because it's all about history, isn't it? It's all about knowing the world that you live in. And this May Day, where you collect people together, it is a living history, isn't it?
Yeah. And also the recognition that nothing stays still. Everything is in either a stage of coming into existence or going out of existence. And there's no such thing as the end of the road. And that's just a law of nature. And it applies to human societies the same as it applies to every other part of nature as well.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much
stopping
and having a yarn with us.
Okay.
You're
thank
on 3CR and this is the outside broadcast for International Workers' Day.